Andrew Cuomo remains defiant as he steps down. The truth is ultimately always revealed. By Hannah Blow on August 23, 2021. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., remained defiant in his farewell address Monday after an investigation determined he sexually harassed multiple women, the governor asserting that the truth will come out in time. "There will be another time to talk about the truth and ethics of the recent situation involving me," Cuomo said in his farewell address. "But let me say now, that when government politicizes allegations and the headlines condemn without facts, you undermine the justice system, and that doesn't serve women. And it doesn't serve men or society," he continued, re-emphasizing his purported belief that everyone has a right to come forward. "We applaud their bravery and courage in doing so. But allegations must still be scrutinized and verified, whether made by a woman or a man. That is our basic justice system," he continued. "I understand that there are moments of intense political pressure and media frenzy that cause a rush to judgment, but that is not right. It is not fair or sustainable. Facts still matter," he continued, describing the Attorney General's report as something which was designed to be a political firecracker on an explosive topic, and it worked. "There was a political and media stampede, but the truth will come out in time. Of that, I am confident," he stated. While the embattled governor said his first instinct is to fight, he concluded that the right thing is that my service come first, as prolonging the situation would cause government paralysis. His remarks come weeks after State Attorney General Letitia James's D. announcement of the investigation's findings, which determined that Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law. Specifically, the investigation, which included interviews with 179 people and more than 74,000 pieces of evidence, found the governor sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women. Per the report, harassment included unwanted groping, kisses, hugging, and inappropriate comments. Cuomo also detailed his vision for New York in the address while offering parting words of advice, which included blatant discrimination against those who are unvaccinated. "Here's my advice. School opening is approaching. Teachers must be vaccinated for their protection and for our children's protection. Masks must be required in high-risk areas, and private businesses must mandate proof of vaccination for large gatherings. Now, this simply will not happen without a state law mandating that it happen. Local politics are too intense. Private businesses cannot and will not enforce the law. Local police must be mandated to do that. But we must take these actions," the Democrat added. A Data for Progress survey released this month found a majority of New Yorkers want Cuomo to face criminal charges for his alleged abuse.